out on the streets. Again. Yet again. Again and again. Every day, wake up, stretch, yawn, install Flash. Get in the car. And I don't really remember anything that happens after that. Play some Black Desert Online yesterday. That was my hope, was to get a look at that and see what the fuck that is. If it's worth, looking at closer. Instead, I pretty much looked at the downloader for ever. Then eventually got it launched near the end of the day when I was like, all right, I should at least get in here and see what this is all about. And then got to the character creator. None of it made any sense. I was like, ah, and then closed. So that went great. Like, I was trying to fuck around with... I didn't see a gender option. Like, I was like, well, I'll play as a warrior. But I should make a lady, because that's where... That's all the stuff with the character creator seems to be designed to make pretty ladies. And I'm like, let's make pretty ladies. And I don't know that you can be a warrior, a female warrior... So there's that. So whatever. I was like, well. So maybe I'll play as a Valkyrie that seems similar. And I don't know. Like, there was a bunch of sliders on screen for hair, and like some balls I could click on and drag around to, I think, move the hair. And none of it changed anything. So I don't know. I don't know. So I fucked around with the hair for like 20 minutes. Going like, well, why isn't this doing anything? And then I made her butt big, and I was like, fuck this, and then closed it. I don't think you can make the butts big enough. Also, on top of that, like, on top of everything else, I felt like I was not getting... what I was looking for out of the butt shaper, out of the butt stuff. And I was like, this just seems like a process that could take dozens of hours if you want, and I just, at some point, I was like, fuck this. So, maybe I'll try to get back into that with someone else, there with me. Maybe we could tackle it together. I don't know. Like, I could make the hair shiny or not shiny, but even when it was not shiny, it was still kind of still pretty shiny. It's very foggy, and I've been led to believe that it's going to be raining for the next handful of days, which fucking sucks. I ordered an Uma yesterday. To solve my I'm gonna get rid of my landline. So that's cool. I'm gonna replace it with this internet phone thing. It seems kind of cool. I don't know. It's a little box that'll wire up to your router, and then like a specific handset. Like they also sell boxes that I think will let you just plug in regular phones. And so you just have this wireless box plugged into power, and then you plug a regular phone into it. But I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't need. But to use my existing phones, I don't care enough about those. They're not great. So. And I can transfer my existing number over to it, which is fine. Which is the only thing that I really care about is, like, just keeping that number for some dumb reason. So I'll do that. And, I want to have a landline. You know, it's one of those things, like, some people are like, oh, what about in emergency situations? It's like, well, in a real emergency, all my phones need to plug into power, too. So any good emergency that is going to be like a fucking landline situation is probably going to take the power out anyway. Like, the only non-power requiring phone I've got is the red phone. I have the red phone in the house. So, that thing is one of those old enough phones that just runs on the power coming through the phone line. You know, when some phones have, like, a battery you can shove in them so they'll have power if power goes out, but I never keep the battery in those things anyway, so whatever. Don't need it. those cases, a cell phone is probably still the right answer, unless like an emergency is so bad and widespread that, you know, it's impossible to, you know, the network is clogged or fucked. Or anytime there's a good earthquake around here, which there's not been one in a long time, anytime there's a real good one, you can't fucking use your phone anyway, because everyone is using their phone. Everyone is making cell phone calls to other people in the area to go like, "Are you? Did you feel that? Is that? Did you? Was there? Did you?" So, whatever. All points of all the every piece of the infrastructure has the same point of failure. So, whatever. And you can have, like, with that service, you can create, like, you have the option to have, like, multiple phone numbers and stuff coming into the same line and stuff, so, and I think that just comes with the package, so I might, like, or you know, work with Google Voice in some ways that, I don't know, I'm curious, I'm gonna look at how all that stuff works, and maybe it'll be a fun, weird, different way to take phone calls, or something. Traffic, cool. I guess the thing is, you don't even necessarily need to have, like, a handset for this service, because you can just download an app and log into that, and it'll direct the calls there, too. So I can get those calls on my cell phone, I guess. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. It's, you know, it'll be cheaper than what I'm fucking paying AT&T right now, so fucking cool. I didn't get any breakfast this morning. Skipped it, ran out the door, so... I think it might be time to get into this. A tall can for breakfast. I mean, it's not... it's a tall can of energy drink. It's not a proper tall can. You would not call this a tall boy. Strict regulations about what could be a tall boy. It's got to have alcohol in it. That's the strict regulation. That's the only regulation. It really sounds like this Dota tournament's going great. It sounds like getting rid of the production team and the announcer really solved all the problems. How many of those players and the, you know, whatever, the event staff and all other people are, like, not from there, that have been brought in from other parts of the world, and if that's, like, adding a layer of, like, fear to this, where it's like, okay, here we are in China, everything's going real weird, people are falling asleep in chairs in the back, are they gonna, when do I get to leave? Do I have to play the Dota? Can I go? Can I just go home? Please let me go home. Yeah, I saw that they got the audience out. It's like, fuck. Wow. Are they Chinese teams? Okay, all right. I was envisioning, you know, Dota teams from, you know, faraway lands coming into China, potentially for the first time, and just be like, are we gonna get trapped here? Yes, they got Shanghai. Great, good stuff. All right, good work, everybody. I hear the Raspberry Pi 4 is just going to be an Xbox One. Got to innovate a new plan to, you know, get the Xbox brand out to more people. I keep thinking about the Raspberry Pi, and I should mess with the one that I have. I have one that I think someone sent one in. I was trying to run XBMC on it for a while, but it just wasn't. It couldn't get it done on the higher bitrate files. I believe it was a Raspberry Pi 1. And yeah, I don't know. I tried installing a couple of different things on it. Like, oh, let's try XBMC. Let's try, like, Retro Pi or something. Just, It's awesome, but I just didn't have any, like, I didn't have any need for it. I mean, I needed, like, an XBMC box or something, and I was looking for one of those at the time. Like, I was running on the Ouya for a while. And what else? Is it running on that fucking Amazon Fire TV, maybe? That thing, remember that thing? Amazon put it out and, like, it was like, hey, it's got a game controller and it'll... We got some exclusive games that only run on this thing. Like, great. We bought developers. Like, okay. Sounds like you're serious about this. It's like, well, we put out those three games. That's cool, right? And like, nah. Well, thank you, Amazon. Thank you for everything. I wonder if the people at that studio get free Prime. It's my understanding that people at Twitch do not necessarily get free Amazon Prime. And then Amazon put out that phone. They sent me one of those phones. That's how serious about video games they were. They were like, well, let's send out phones to people that write about video games because we've got video games. I got it. I'm like, that's... I don't know, it seems like a sturdy device. With no games on it. Well, I mean, I don't know, it's an Android phone, so... Like, I know there are still people at Amazon working in a video game-like capacity. Man, I got no idea what they're doing. Series Q, WC, and Magic. The Arbiter.
The Gangster, the Killer, and the Dope Dealer.
Down to
niggas. I'm trying to spark niggas. I want the shark niggas, not the mark niggas. Walk the park niggas. I want your heart niggas.
The hood won't sign them. We'll call it Geronimo Pratt, nigga. Prosecuted for making your brain splat, nigga. And Kroger Sanks, sister West Side Neville. Jim Brown and your bitches at the back of the window.
Yeah. From OJ to MJ and Michael Tyson. They fucked up Saddam like my nigga Gangsta Mind. You don't have to be a Taliban to feel the baton. Throw up the W, victims of the red, black, and blue.
I kicks in the door, waving an automatic. I'm mad as fuck, breathing hard as an asthmatic. Attitude, unpredictable, behavior is sporadic. You snap it anytime, right now, I done had it, bitch.
Make no mistake about it. Your life has just been threatened.
To all my white niggas, to all my light niggas, to all my dark niggas, I'm trying to spark niggas. I want the shark niggas, not the mark niggas. Fuck the park niggas, I want your heart niggas.
More drama, but nigga, fuck the hype. Flash the light, I'm Dove C, connected to the afterlife. Come on.
You look hard, act hard. In the backyard, front yard, lunch card, but the nigga run hard. I run yards, bump guards, nigga, so large. If I get caught, nigga, no charge.
Here come a West Coast gangsta in khakis and creases. Plus a pink slip, nigga, you pawns with sleazies. My wife Bentley got peanut butter guts like Reese's. Blood real niggas is rare like an endangered species. Fuck up.
It was a terror. Fear and instability. One thing remains constant. The West Side motherfucking connection.
You might as well keep it gangster. Let the guys
fall
under surveillance.
Bitch, inside.
My white niggas, to all my light niggas, to all my dark niggas, I'm trying to spark.
You go back and listen to niggas, West Side Connection niggas, as we are doing right now. Niggas, I feel like the more time that passes, the more Mac 10 stands out as like not good at rapping. Not as good at rapping as Ice Cube and WC. That's for sure.
Thank you. Sir?
San Francisco.
Seattle is an interesting city. I know the odds weren't that good that he'd say Seattle, but if he did, you guys would have been really impressed. Because here's my Seattle joke. They have a saying in Seattle. If you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes and then shoot yourself in the face.
They officially renamed this tunnel up here. It's not, this is not the tunnel, it's not the Broadway tunnel that I get trapped in all the time. But it is the tunnel that you come out of, and then the Golden Gate Bridge is on the other side. It's this. Majestic is not the word, but you know, it can be striking, you know? It's like, especially if you know, like, I guess if you're not, you know, from the area and you don't see the fucking Golden Gate Bridge every day, well, then you're probably going the other way, because you're probably in San Francisco leaving it. But anyway. They renamed it to the Robin Williams Tunnel, like, in memoriam of Robin Williams. Because he's from here. Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a bit. Which, that's, I don't know, that's cool. It was the Waldo Tunnel before, and right now we're on the Waldo Grade, which I don't know who the fuck Waldo is, or where he is for that matter, but, yeah, I guess, I don't know, they supposedly they put up the signs yesterday, so I'm gonna keep my eyes out, even though it's very foggy up here, and see if I can see that. There's on the other, not on this side, not on the Marin County side of the tunnel, but on the San Francisco side of the tunnel, they have painted the rainbows going, and this has been like this for as long as I can remember, for decades. It's like the tunnel is, you know, kind of a rainbow shape, and they've got rainbows on the other side of it, so it was always just like, it's just this rainbow tunnel. Yep, that is a sign that says Robin Williams Tunnel. Okay. They should have come up with a cooler name for it. that also referenced Robin Williams. Like, maybe they could have called it, like, the Mork Pipe or something. I cannot see the Golden Gate Bridge at all. It is super foggy. You know, because if they, you know, a Mork reference would make sense because of the rainbow suspenders and the rainbows on the tunnel. I mean, that's, you know, like, look, let's just be sensible. Taking some calls, but I'm already like heading to San Francisco. Maybe I'll we'll take some calls tonight.
Off the cliff, I can't deny. Not a day goes by, don't get high, don't act invincibility is what makes me complete, complete. Nah, you can't fade me. I'll fuck you, your mama, your auntie, and your...
Why does that cut off? What? Damn rap albums and their weird tracking and... Curse you, hip-hop. Are we going to Six Flags? Yes, this is the fucking bootleg Venga Boys song used in the Six Flags ads. Except this is actually a real Venga Boys song that just sounds like a bootleg Venga Boys song. All the way through a Venga Boys song very often these days.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Don Rather.
Joe on his fucking Flintstones flow.
You're fucking with a dog, nigga.
Oh, dumb fucking now.
He's the biggest dog you ever seen. Curtis Jackson. How come we can never ever be seen?
Once I got you, I'ma give you
my fo-fo-fo-fo. My fo-fo-fo-fo. My fo-fo-fo-fo. I'ma give it to you, baby.
You gon' end up dead when you fucking with crack. Talk about to go pop off. Where the fuck you be at? I see MJ in the hood more than curbs. Matter of fact, this beast shit is making niggas nervous. It's gon' be families grieving every Sunday service. End up with your head popped off thanks to Curtis. But he don't care, he stay locked up in the house and shit. Staring up, and he won't come up out that bitch. Is it me a candy shop? Sound like Magic Stick. In the video, this nigga 50 bout to skip. Shaking his ass, what the fuck is wrong with this nigga? 50, don't make me. Oh yeah, you got 65 niggas on your team. And they're not from Southside Jamaica, Queens. They're the boys in blue, heard the sting in the jump. Yeah, we all see the bitch in you. Follow me.
Me 50, this kid's the biggest dub you ever seen.
I'm totally slick.
Curtis Jackson,
with the
I thought we could never ever be seen.
Once I got you, I'ma give you
my fo-fo-fo-fo. My fo-fo-fo-fo. My fo-fo-fo-fo. I'ma give it to you, baby. This is slow.
Now let's take it back to the Bible wars, where that nigga disrespected and snuffed your balls. Minute ago, all I heard was G-G-G, you mad. 50 niggas ran and they didn't even do shit. That's a shame, I would sit right in the front, wait for your niggas to dump. Where all the guns at and them Teflon vests? We them jealous squad boys, you should know not to test them. Hated to love it, the game's on top. Now you jealous of him, when your shit gon' stop? You see me fall, you the bitch nigga, stand out of love cash. L.A. don't believe him, this nigga is so ass. You just lean back, said for she was a dime. Now tell me, have you ever seen him up in the club? No, shorty, that's right. You're singing more than you're rapping, I'm 50, that ain't right. Once I got you, I'ma give you
my
I know what y'all thinking, man. Y'all thinking Jada gonna slay him lyrically. This nigga crazy for this and that, yo, man. He really crazy, though. This nigga be walking around with 20 cops talking shit on records, never coming out his house. Feel like he can't get touched, man. I respond one time only. Ain't gonna be no more songs for me, man. And it's for all the motherfuckers who died of crack, man. Trust me, nigga can respond 10,000 times. I ain't talking back to that nigga. But one thing I will promise you, if I won't get you, I'm gonna get you. That's it, man. It's crack, bitch. It's gonna be a real ugly summer, man.
Thank you. What you want me to do? I'm sorry. I'm back. Let's go get them, guys. Hey.
For a lottery ticket that is really has this ominous. So it's the name of the ticket. It's one of the scratch-off tickets. It's Set for Life, and the text they had written around it says $20,000 a month for 25 years. That's apparently their definition of set for life. Which I hope you save the money, or, well, is the implication there that you're going to die in 25 years? Hey, you're set for life, and you'll be dead at the end. It's like you scratch off, you read the, if you get the fucking match up the three skulls, then yeah, you get the money, but you enter into a dark contract with the state of California. What is that? That's $240,000 a year. Which is nothing to sneeze at, absolutely. Yeah, that's a fucking good chunk. But then taxes come out of that. And I wonder if the taxes on lottery winnings are different than payroll taxes. what tax bracket does that put you in? I bet you kind of get bucked on that. Like, hey, I'm sure it's like still pretty good money at the end of all that. That's like set for life, like living good. That's not like check me out in my mansion, like I'm a rich man, lottery winnings type. You know, that's not like fucking I'm gonna wear this fucking suit and tails and top hat and, you know, light cigars on fire with money. And, you know, that's, I feel like set for life to me has a certain, that's like, hey, you're set. Like, don't be crazy. Don't be too crazy. You can go places, do things, but look, don't get too wild. Maybe maintain some set of skills. Perhaps keep a job of some kind in addition to this, in case at the end you are not quite done. You could still buy a top hat. That's a good point. Man, let's all get top hats. It could not wait. It all started out in the Golden State, California, where I was born and raised. I used to play the drums in my younger days. I just hit that beat any way I can. Smooth, high stepping. Maybe that says something incredibly fucking sad about life in this part of the fucking, like, San Francisco and stuff. Is going like, yeah, that's really good money for scratching off a lottery ticket, but it's not gonna, like, San Francisco still fucking sucks. It'll still find a way to fucking suck all of that money out of you. And then some if you've got it. It's a pretty good reason why I live in the fucking suburbs. Where I live used to be kind of considered the edge of, like, the sane commuting distance, more or less. Like, if you lived further north than I live, at some point it was like, what are you doing driving to San Francisco every day? And circumstances in terms of, like, how much stuff costs and everything have pushed that line further north now. Now you know, nothing but the dog in me. You make love to me and I still ask, did you? Oh, should I pay you? You must be tripping. I didn't buy you and I sure ain't ready. I said I love you cause you gave me head. I didn't love you when we got out the bed. If I could love you, you know I would. But what you giving ain't all that good. A little southern hospitality. You better try to get away from me. I love money. And I just can't fake it. I go to Magic City and the girls dance naked. I'm somewhat of a hero by the way I ride. But I'm living like the old town Mac. I'm in the house, y'all. I'm like Pizza, y'all. There were the people that were trying to do the math on, like, in some cases it would be more economical and sometimes faster. Well, not, no, maybe faster is maybe the stretch, but to live in Las Vegas and commute to San Francisco via plane. Which is like, you know, what is that? That's, it's like an hour and a half flight, a little under. Detroit, it's like Oakland, it's a black thing, and I'm a black man, to all my brothers in the USA, too short, baby, don't even play, what was in the trunk, blasted the beat. Because you can get, I mean, you're flying like Southwest or something like that, you know, you can fucking fly, like that flight could be like $60 a direction or $40 a direction depending on when you're going. They try to keep the flights for Las Vegas cheap because they want people to go there and blow a bunch of money gambling. The downside is you have to live in fucking Las Vegas, which would be, like, convenient in a few ways, but... $29 on Frontier? Frontier.
There are 7 known wonders of the world. You about to witness the 8th, motherfucker.
Man, think of all the fucking cheap prime rib you could get living in Las Vegas. Just going to buffets all the time. Alright, this guy's holding up his sign, making me stop, and I think he might just be holding it up so we can have a conversation. Okay, now I get to go. Alright. Made pretty decent time, all things considered. I gotta go. Have a wiggleless Wednesday. That's not a word. It's not a word. I'll see you later.